All right, here we are again, another return of the Screen Door Experience. It's been about 9 months since the last episode, so we're going to be, me is going to be catching you up on everything I've been doing, where I've been, what I've done, what I've learned, what I've forgotten, and we're going to be giving you a whole new show. It's going to have a travel section, science section, a little stock advice. It's going to be something brand new, nothing like the old Screen Door Experience, but hopefully it's just as good, because I don't think it could get much worse. Anyways, here's some glass breaking, and the show. Well, it's been a long time, so I got a lot to say. As some of you listening might know, I went on a world tour, cross-country road trip in the past year, starting in August, ending... Well, who knows if it's ended yet. Maybe it's still going. Probably not, because I don't have a car. Anyways, been on my world tour and seen the world. So now I guess I'm going to have a travel section here. Probably the only time I'm going to have a travel section on this show. And I'm going to do it by doing a top five things you got to go see in this country if you're on a cross-country road trip. Top five, starting at number six, is going to be the Coors Factory. Coors Factory in Golden, Colorado. This is number six because I didn't actually get to go into the factory. I found out that the tours are only on weekend, and I was there on a Tuesday. But it looks pretty cool from the outside, so I can only imagine tours pretty good on the inside. I'm going to say this also applies to like the Budweiser factory, if you prefer Budweiser. If you want to go to St. Louis, Missouri, which... I don't know why you would do that other than to see that factory. Go do that. But anyways, I would go to Golden, Colorado again for another chance to see the Coors Factory. Or, of course, you go to the Rockies game, go to Coors Field, which is the best thing about that stadium. The only good thing about that stadium is that they have Coors, real Coors Banquet on tap there. It's only like $5. I guess that's probably the cheapest beer in any stadium in this country. It's Coors Field. Number five, then, for things to see is either Austin, Texas, New Orleans, or Nashville. They're pretty much the same thing. Like, you kind of know. It's like, oh, you go there, lots of live music, lots of chicanery, lots of fun times. I think if you're listening to this, you kind of know which one is for you. You know, country or trying to be cool Austin. Or just kind of, I don't even know what New Orleans is. I guess you were older. I don't know. Is New Orleans still New Orleans? I feel like that used to be like the cool place to go. I feel like Nashville's kind of taken its corner. Anyways, those three cities, same thing. Slightly different vibe, but the same vibe. So you take your pick on that. Number four of things to see in this country is the interstate highway system. I mean... It's pretty great. It's literally everywhere in this country, and you just get to drive across it in a straight line, going, I don't know, 100 miles an hour. Like, when you get into those flyover states, the flyover states are pretty fun to drive through because the speed limit's like 85, completely flat straight line, so you get to actually hit 100 because they don't care. They're just happy you're there for the time you are there. Also, what the great part about the interstate highway system is that you get to stop at those little roadside things like the world's biggest whatever. I couldn't come up with a thing because I didn't actually stop at any of them. Although I did get to see the RV and Motorhome Hall of Fame and Museum in Indiana. Also pulled off and stopped at Winslow, Arizona to see Standing on the Corner, whatever. Just those kind of attractions. Also on the road, I guess you get to see this on any road, but you get to see some nice people and their bumper stickers. So I'm going to give a quick list in a list. My three favorite bumper stickers I saw, or just kind of stickers because they weren't even on bumpers. Number three, I saw one that said, I saw a bunch of them actually. They were just like squatchers, squatch believers, big Sasquatch people all over this country. Number two was... Your choice, gun owner, or victim. I thought that's nice that you get a choice. either buy a gun or I'll shoot you. And then number one, my favorite sticker, was a sticker on the passenger window of a truck that said, your daughter's seat. Just a good one to have. So obviously, saving a seat for somebody. All right, back to the other list. Things to see in this country. Number three, Zion National Park. I mean, you could go to any national park. I went to Zion, Yellowstone, whatever. Yellowstone is pretty much the entire state of Wyoming, so it's kind of tougher for me because I didn't know what to go see, other than like Old Faithful. But Zion, perfect, I'd say a perfect starter national park. It's pretty small. There's only a few things recommended to me. I got to go see, I didn't get to see my number one choice. I wanted to go see the Narrows, which is like these big cliffs with a little river running through it. But there was a flash flood the night before I got there, and some guy was still lost in there, so I didn't get to see that. So I just went on another hike, which was solid. I'd recommend it as a solid out of 10. So go see any national park, I would say, but Zion, that's a starter one for you. Number two of things to see in this country, Wrigley Field. I went to a few baseball games and stuff around the country, and I gotta say, Wrigley Field is the only ballpark that does it right. They don't have $5 beers, but it's a good ballpark to see, because you get that feeling of, it's more intimate. And I was thinking, like, oh, this ballpark, it feels small and intimate, but then I looked it up, there's 40,000 people. And then I looked up, the new Yankee Stadium is like 44,000 people, so it's not even like it's small. It's the same size as all the new stadiums, but you actually feel like you're part of a community, like you're actually enjoying a baseball game and not just in some cushioned seat looking at millionaires, which is pretty much Yankee Stadium. Number one thing to see is the Devil's Tower in Wyoming, Northeast Wyoming, the Devil's Tower. If you've seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the old Spielberg movie with the aliens, I don't even know. It's probably the only thing I've ever seen in a movie and real life that I thought, like, yeah, that belongs to be in a movie. Like, I saw L.A., whatever, all these other cities I've seen in movies, and it's like, yeah, whatever, the movie really plays it up and makes it great. But the Devil's Tower is the only thing that I saw in real life that was actually better than the movie. All right, so that's my thing. That's what you want to see in this country. I'd say, on the other hand, the things you don't want to see that I've also seen in movies is Mount Rushmore. Just disappointing. I thought it was going to be this awesome, great thing. Seen that in movies, seen that, whatever. Nah. Some heads carved into a rock, which I guess I kind of knew going into it, but I was pretty happy that I was disappointed by it because that's what it should be. Like, you know, no real hype. You know how there's like hype around like Mount Rushmore, but it's like, who do you actually know that's going to see Mount Rushmore? You know, I don't know if there's anything else quite like that. All right, science. I've always been big into science, but I've noticed one thing. I've been going around the country, really observing things under a fine microscope. That's how I would say that word normally, but I've heard it both ways. Anyways, I've noticed that water is the only liquid. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, I think most of us know water in its traditional form. That's water. That thing coming out of the tap, water, or in lakes, water. But then, you know, when you like look at the ingredients on like apple juice or any juice or tea or coffee or whatever, you know what's in there? Water. So, I mean, what gives? Even ketchup, there's water. Pretty much everything that is in liquid form, as far as I know, is just water with some different taste to it. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not thinking of other things. Beer is just water. I'm not sure about it. I'm pretty sure, like, if you're looking like, I don't know, tequila or something, I don't know if that's water. And that comes from, like cactuses. I'm pretty sure it's just, like, the water built up in the cactus and the, you know, liquid So maybe even is alcohol, is all alcohol water too? I don't know. That's my science corner. What's next? Oh, stock tips and advice. All right, here's some stocks. All right, so the only way I've known how to invest is just invest in the things you like. So basically, I'm going to give you some stock tips on my favorite things. My favorite thing, of course, being myself. So basically, it's going to be stock up or down of things in my life. Almost pretty much a report card of myself in the past year. So pretty much in the best, I'll say, yeah, let's just do it calendar year 2020 and into January here. Stock up or down for myself, conversational skills. I'd say right now that's trending down. So, I mean, maybe it's a good time to buy because hopefully this figures itself out, gets back to where it used to be. And it used to just be barely breaking even. Wisdom, though, however, I would say is up. Well-traveled, and I've read some books in the past year, so hopefully wisdom is up. Unfortunately, wisdom, I think, is a personal theory of mine. Wisdom has cut into hair. My hair is definitely down. Not quite bankrupt, thankfully, but hair is definitely doing bad. My hair. I think, here's my theory on the wisdom. As my wisdom's gone up, my brain is growing and using too much of the blood in my head, so I don't think, I don't know, maybe the blood's not quite getting to my scalp. It's not working out up there. But obviously, I've had to then make up for it. My hair is going down. I think my fashion, I've always had a passion for fashion, has gone up in the past year. That just, personally, I gotta say, I'm well-dressed. I know what I'm doing in the fashion department. And then, of course, the thing that makes me is Liam's carte blanche up. I've always just kind of realized I can do whatever I want. And I think I've done even more of that in the past year. I've really just done whatever I wanted. Which, good, bad, whatever. It's a fugazi, it's a fugazi. So who knows how that's going. And then in terms of my vices, let's see, drinking. I would say that's actually gone slightly down over the calendar year of 2022. Did I say 2020 earlier? Sometimes I forget what year it is. 2022, I'd say drinking has gone down. My ability to drink, I should say, especially because 2022 was just right after I graduated college. So I think I was still in the peak of my powers there in January 2022 compared to January 2023. I'd say definitely significantly down. And then smoking, I would say it was probably an all-time high over the summer. And now I'd say we're probably down. Not an all-time low, but definitely down from the beginning of January. Definitely down from the summer. So smoking is down. And that's basically the stock report on myself. So here's the advertisement that you skip, and then an interview with whoever answered my phone call. Now, I know this part of the show is usually reserved for an interview of some kind, but unfortunately, on a sadder note, this week, the passing of our beloved brother and cat, Buster, took place on Monday. So I don't really feel like it's time to, I'm not really ready to move on, get into the interviews and the typical show. So instead, I decided that since I was the one who did give the eulogy at his funeral, I decided that we'd cut in and play that so that we could all just take time to remember Buster. And maybe y'all remember just the loved ones we've lost in the past year. So here's that eulogy. Hello. First, I'd just like to say thank you to everybody for coming today to mourn and really just celebrate the life of the beautiful Buster the Cat, a.k.a. Busty. I know he probably meant a lot to you, as he did to me. And I know some of us are all angry today, maybe upset at things we don't quite understand. And I know you're probably all thinking, eye for an eye, cat for a cat. Rat-a-tat-tat, go ahead and get your gat to try and get revenge for the person that took the life of Buster so soon from us. But I think we all kind of knew Buster was destined for a short life. He was more of a burnout rather than fade away, because he really was just the brightest star we've ever seen, I think. Anywho, I would just like to tell a little story about a time me and Buster had recently. I was actually lucky enough to spend a whole day with Buster while he was here in Warwick. We went outside together. We hunted for a little while. We went into all our neighbors' crawl spaces and just kind of hung out. We played with the neighborhood kids and bit them. But then after that full day of fun, when it was getting dark, the sun was setting because it was still winter. Sun was setting at about 4:30. Me and Buster were outside in the woods, or almost the woods, kind of a field more. And me and Buster were starting to make our way back to home, but it was already dark, so dark. I said to Buster, we should really hurry because I can hardly see my feet in front of me. It's so dark. And at that, Buster chuckled. I said, Buster, what's so funny about not being able to see where I'm walking? And he said, isn't it odd that we all try to stare down and study our feet and where we're walking and what we already know, while we can just look up and see the ever-expanding cosmos and universe above us? We don't focus on the unknown. Instead, we focus on what we do know, but don't think we can see anymore, or don't think is there. Even though we do know it's there, we can feel it. We're so afraid to explore and look up. And I said, Buster, I'm just trying to go home, brother, and eat dinner. And he said, dinner will be there when we get there. The universe, the unknown, will be there. But we don't know what is there. And I think that pretty much sums up Buster as well as I could. He was a philosophical prick. Thank you. All right, that's the show again. I know, unfortunately, we ended on kind of a down note with the passing of our beautiful Buster. Buster Brown, Busty, a.k.a. Cat. And I know that by the next time we come around to our new episode, we'll definitely be on a higher note. Hopefully no more dead animals or creatures or critters. And it'll be a return to the usual programming. But maybe we, in between times of episode, we can just kind of reflect on our cats and dogs and realize that they're all going to die, probably before us. So, oh wait, what if you die on a tangent? They probably have a movie like that. Oh, that's like the Futurama episode where you're like dead or gone before the animal, and they're just waiting for you and miss you forever. Anyways, you can think about that for a little while. Anyways, this has been the anyways. I like to say that as every transition. Anyways, that's been another episode of the Screen Door Experience. Until next time, don't kick the bucket.